Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Friday. We made it, folks. That's right. Another week in the books, another week closer to the start of the 2026 season. And now we have the regular season schedule. That's right. You guys were here yesterday. All the brouhaha. Finally, the schedule is laid out before us. I hope you got a chance to listen to my conversation with Billy on Carry the G Radio, the podcast, earlier today. That dropped this morning. If you didn't, hopefully you'll get to it over the weekend. But certainly this schedule lays out very favorably for the Green Bay Packers. None more so, none bigger spot than the final stretch, their end of the season. What do you got? Five games, four of which are at home in Lambeau Field. Got to take advantage of that, obviously. But to make that worthwhile, to build on something from earlier in the year, it is going to be imperative that this Packers team comes out of the gate smoking. They have got to take advantage of the first month that the NFL has handed them. And look, you got to go 1-0 every week. You're going to say it each and every day, each and every week, each and every month. There's no doubt. Matt LaFleur is correct in that regard. Going to have to go 1-0 each and every week. But looking at the schedule, what do we always talk about? Especially in the offseason, the thing that matters most heading into a new season is that first chunk, that first quarter. Well, it used to be a quarter. Now it's all out of whack because it's 17 games. But that first month is imperative. You look at the fact that the Packers are on the road for three of those four. Certainly that's not easy. Nothing is in the NFL. But comparative to, say, the rest of the league, the other teams they'll be facing later in the year, these are, dare I say it, winnable games. And they have got to come out of the gate and go at least 3-1, which is what I suspect they're going to do. But it all starts there in Minnesota. Obviously, no gimme. Divisional foes, always tough. On the road makes it even tougher. Familiarity there on both sides. But that's a game the Packers can and should win, especially if they have most of the guys back in the fold that were missing at the end of last year. Now, we all know Micah Parsons won't be there, but the general kind of consensus is that most of the other guys will be available, whether that is Tucker Kraft, Devontae Wyatt, and probably most importantly, Zach Tom. They have got to come out of the gate smoking in 2026, take advantage of what has been handed to them by the NFL to build a foundation, build hopefully a lead in the division, and then take it from there and get hot in December where you are playing almost exclusively at home and get into the playoffs as division champ and then get on a run in the playoffs and get to the Super Bowl and win the damn thing. It all starts there in Minnesota week one. I do think the Packers have the opportunity here to do exactly that. Long way to go before we get there, but I, for one, am certainly excited by looking at this schedule. Hard not to be. I get it, man. I get some of the complaints about it. I understand some of the misgivings, rest differential and all of that. But for the most part, the Packers have very little to complain about in 2026. I would never complain about all of you hanging out, talking Packers each and every day. Good to see you all already chiming in. Got a bunch of folks lining up, super chatting, saying hello. Hope you're all doing well. Hope you're all set for a great weekend wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Before we get going, you guys know I got to give a shout out to a couple of friends. That's right. We're back with Ticket King, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Based in Wisconsin since 1992, Ticket King partners with local Green Bay businesses for tailgating and bus transportation to the games, so you don't have to worry about driving or parking. They're even open on game day for last-minute tickets or possible upgrades. And if you're not in Green Bay, no problem. Just use the Ticket King link in the description of this video. And of course, we got to give a shout out to our friends over at ThetaCare. Don't let pain sideline your golf game this season. Stop in to ThetaCare Orthopedic Walk-In Care. Open 7 days a week. They'll help you get back in the game quickly. Learn more at ThetaCare.org. All right, folks, what's going on? How we doing? So many folks. Joe, starting us off. How are you, Joe? Packers never had Watson, Reed, Golden, and Kraft all available in the same game in 2025. They missed a combined 29 games. A toast to good health. Sir, I will raise a glass for that. Obviously, good health is a significant component, as evidenced by the Packers wilting down the stretch last year after losing so many key players. And I don't doubt it's on the top of the mind of everybody at 1265. I don't know if you got a chance to look at Matt LaFleur's interview at the Packers YouTube channel with Larry McCarron, but he must have mentioned the health of the football team at least five times, most of them unprompted. There is little doubt, you know, you got to stay healthy. These guys got to stay on the field. If they can, yeah, they should dominate. Zero question about that. Michael, how are you? Thanks for the super chat, man. Paid $900 to go to my first Packer game. For my sake, I hope you're wrong about that first L coming in Tampa. Go Pack, go. I hear you, brother. And look, got a long way to go before we get there. Anything could transpire there in week four down in Tampa Bay. But all I know is early October, Packers' history of their play in Florida in general, let alone in Tampa. And that team, that Tampa team, talented, problematic for the Packers, especially their defense. Todd Bowles has had a pretty good kind of run against Matt LaFleur as far as stopping, given that offense problems. Don't think it adds up very well for the Packers, as you undoubtedly heard on my conversation with Billy, and Billy sounded like he agrees. But look, man, that's what makes it so great, right? You go into these games where you're probably expecting them to lose. Corey and I talk about this all the time. Those are some of my favorite moments as a Packers fan. You know, the outside world, some even inside the Packers sphere, expecting them to drop an L, and they come out, take apart the opponent, surprise you, and you have a lasting memory for the rest of your life, especially because you were in attendance. Don't listen to my old cranky ass. You go there, you have a great time, and watch the Packers dominate. And that's what you need to do. E4, what's up, man? Couldn't find the "you have my sympathy" cards for Steeler fans in your merch section. That's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea. Maybe we'll gin something up here this offseason. Yeah, Brent, get on that. You have my sympathy. Because, yeah, no doubt, man. I mentioned it the other day on Daily. God bless Aaron, and may he continue to play for as long as he wants. But holy cow, as a Packers fan, it is so nice not to have to deal with any of that anymore. No question about it. Jerry, how are you, sir? Thanks for the super chat. Opening game is the week after my wedding. Would it be in bad taste to ask my fiance to make this part of our honeymoon? 50-yard line? I don't know about bad taste. I think it really depends on the woman you're marrying, sir. You know her better than anybody else. I could never give you an answer there. I would probably suggest not doing that, but that's just me. That's just first kind of gut instinct, knee-jerk reaction. But like I said, you know her better than me. You know her better than anybody. So, you know, your mileage may vary, but it sounds like a good idea if she's into the Packers as much as you are. How's that? Let's go with that. Look at the Beers and Ball Show in attendance here. What's up, Eddie? I can't wait for more helmets and shorts highlights. Oh, brother, they are on their way. OTAs are set to begin soon. We got mandatory mini camp coming up in June. Let's go, brother. We know we're going to see tons of stuff from mostly just like drill work. But man, look at Christian Watson running that route. Look at Matthew Golden's ready to take over in year two while we're watching them run, you know, a three-quarter speed post route. But Jordan Love's throwing him the ball, and Packers Digital is filming it, and it's slowed down, and it's slow-mo, and we're all jazzed up. You know I can't wait. You know I'm excited. Come on now. Mike Witt, how are you, brother? Hey, Nags. I think this is the year I am finally coming to a Cheesehead TV meetup. Eeyore number one and Eeyore number two going to team up at the meetup this year. Well, that is what I like to hear. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if you weren't on the stream last night, if you are a Patreon member or Carry the G Club member, be paying very close attention to your respective pages, because the info will be on your way very, very shortly. But yes, November, Cheesehead TV meetup around Lambeau Field. Going to be a good time. Going to be a good time. Oh, Jerry says she's a Packers fan from Eau Claire. Well, then, okay. That should, I would suspect, clear the way. Like, that should be okay. But, you know, you never know. Nick, Thanks for checking out the stream on Twitch, man. How we doing, Nags? Thanks for all that you do. Go Pack Go. Well, thank you, sir. And thanks for checking out the Twitch stream. I got to get back on Twitch this offseason as far as playing some more Madden games. That needs to happen. I used to do that quite regularly, and I have really fallen off as far as streaming it. I still play Madden all the time, but need to get back to doing that on Twitch. No doubt about it. Complicated Fella says, Combs playing at Lambeau tonight and tomorrow. Hope the field will be ready in September. Packers, we need more of this. Yeah, I do enjoy it when they have major acts come to Lambeau Field, and the concerts have been mostly, from what I've heard anyway, I haven't attended one yet, but every time this occurs, people have a great time. Vibes are always great. And yes, it's done in plenty of time for the field to be ready for the season. So yeah, man, that's good. That's good. Grimpy, how are you, man? Nags, already heard Parsons won't be ready for week one, but what about Tucker Kraft? Random Packer, Brandon McMahon. Damn, body ain't even cold yet. All indications are that Tucker should be good to go for week one and or week two early in the year. Should not be on PUP, but that is all guesswork at this point and reading tea leaves and, you know, listening to what both Brian and Tucker himself talked about at the end of the year, etc. We'll probably, hopefully, get more of a solid update next time they have people available, people being coaches and players, which would certainly be that kind of first OTA, thrush, I think early June, first week of June. So I would suspect they'd put Tucker in front of a microphone, and I think we'll get an update then. But from all accounts so far, again, this is mostly guesswork, but it sounds like, yeah, he will be ready hopefully by week one. That's fingers crossed. Jason, how are you, man? After Warren Sapp's cheap shot on Clifton and Donald Driver landing on his head against the Vikings, I'm surprised they stayed in the league, let alone have Green Bay Hall of Fame careers. Man, look, that cheap shot by Warren Sapp, which it was a cheap shot, no matter what he says. One of the proudest moments I've ever witnessed from a Green Bay Packers head coach when Mike Sherman confronted him afterwards. But yeah, it was a vicious, vicious play. And to your point, the fact that he got back on a football field at all after that play is damn impressive, along with Driver. It just underlines and underscores, you know, some of the dangers and the real kind of hellacious moments, you know, physically that these guys go through. And yeah, they take a lick and keep on ticking kind of mentality that these guys have is damn impressive. Of that, there's little doubt. Brandy, that's a fair question. It is something I brought up with Billy today. New defensive coordinator, what might be construed as a slow start? There are going to be moments, I would suspect, possibly week one, where you're going to face offenses that have some weaponry, and Minnesota definitely does. Now it's a new quarterback. You got to think they'll be a little bit, not disjointed, but still trying to get the ball rolling, so to speak. But certainly there are going to be contests, I would suspect, where, especially the first month, maybe first half of the season, where the Packers defense is going to need to gel a little bit, you know, and still not be quite a well-oiled machine that hopefully they will be by the time December rolls around. But yeah, there's no doubt that there's going to be a bit of a learning curve and an adjustment period, especially considering that they start the first month without Micah, right? But they are professionals, and they do have an offseason program. They do have training camp and preseason. And the expectation is you can hit the ground running week one and at least operate at a high level and limit scoring, if not at least, you know, shut it down completely. But the thing to remember is that it is a process. It is a long season. And what they look like weeks one, two, three is most likely and hopefully not going to be what they look like weeks 14 and on, right? Way too many times throughout the history of the league have we seen teams come out fairly roughly early in the season. And, you know, there's all sorts of wailing and gnashing of teeth and lamenting and blah, blah, blah. You fast forward 2 months and it's a completely different unit. The key is, of course, you got to be winning those games, even though you are hopefully gelling and maybe taking your lumps and making mistakes and trying to get to a point where you are a well-oiled machine. Just got to keep winning games. And that's why the offense is in such a kind of, I'm not going to say precarious because I don't think, you know, there's any outlandish expectation here, but there is continuity on that side of the ball. They have Jordan Love in the prime of his career. He and LaFleur, one of the main reasons, one of the main drivers Ed Policy kept Matt LaFleur around is because of the connection and the job that LaFleur has done with Love and the way the offense has continued to grow under Jordan Love at quarterback. They've got all sorts of weapons. They should be able to score on anybody. Now, some weeks are going to be easier than others, but that offense should be winning them games, especially early in the season, while they're hopefully getting better on defense and more cohesive. You know, it's not easy, but they should be able to do it. Mike Witt, thanks again, man. I only come if you promise me I can get in person Banky rant nags, random Packer, Jarrett Bush, just for Banky. Well, that will do it. Bring up Jarrett Bush. That's a pretty foolproof way of getting Corey going. No doubt about that. Joe, what's up, man? Carry the G available for USA's 250th July 4th bash? No. Sadly, no. I love the idea. Would love to toast America with some Carry the G. However, will not be back on shelves until late July, hopefully for the start of training camp. But obviously, that's not July 4th. JD, thank you for the super chat. Appreciate it. Bring back Packy Packer mascot. Thoughts on schedule release video from the Packers? A, yes. 1,000,000,000%. I said on Twitter this morning, if that video did nothing else other than reintroduce Packy Packer to a Packers fandom that has most likely forgotten that he even ever existed, it is a resounding success. And bring him back? 1,000,000,000%. What did I think of the release video? Incredible idea. Perfectly executed. Absolutely loved Tom's cameo in it. The second he opened his mouth, I was like, that's Tom Grossi. That was my favorite part. But loved all the guys, Jordan, Tucker, Leroy, Clay. Everybody involved did a great job. But the idea, whoever it was, and I don't know, we'll definitely ask, but whoever's idea was, hey, let's reach out to the studio that does Robot Chicken. That was absolutely inspired. Inspired. I loved it. And I loved the writing and I loved all the references to things like Packy Packer. There were so many perfectly niche references in that video to Packers fans, old school, diehard. Absolutely love it. And shout out to Monty, who this morning, I believe on Twitter, had the idea that after Tucker Kraft's first touchdown this year, hopefully, you know, that Thursday night in Lambeau Field against the Falcons, got to have a cheese dagger hidden behind the goalpost so that he can pull it out. Dude, that place would go nuts. Yes, he would get a penalty because you can't use a prop as a celebration, but man, it'd be worth every yard of that penalty because the place would go fucking nuts. That would be tons of fun. Jason, what's up, man? This schedule is brutal. There are no dogs in it. Attrition and coaching will be the deciding factors for sure. I don't know if it's brutal. I think it's a gift from the NFL more than anything else. If this schedule says anything to me, it's the NFL telling the Packers, go win the Super Bowl. That's what it says to me. But as far as attrition, yeah, the NFL is a war of attrition. Talked about that last week. It is about managing injuries, having your guys ready for that late surge, and then whoever stays healthiest being able to produce and play at a high level consistently in late December, early January. That's it. I mean, look no further than the conference championship participants last year for the most healthy teams in the league. That's not by happenstance. Mike Witt, what's up, man? I'm just happy we are going to get a healthy Tucker and Micah for week 5, those frauds down in Illinois. And I almost forgot Ben Johnson. Go back, go. Well, the thing to remember, now I do believe, yes, I will 100% be expecting Micah to play in that game, but I don't think he's going to be, and I talked about this a little bit with Billy, I don't think it's going to be automatic, like 4 games have gone, he's off PUP, and now he comes in and plays all of the defensive snaps or even a big part of the rotation. I think it will be somewhat akin to what we saw the first few weeks last season, you know, where he is certainly on a pitch count and kind of revving up, building up. But hey, I will take Micah coming out there on third downs against the Bears offense every day of the week for that first meeting, and then have him good to go when they're down in Chicago in Christmas. Come on now. That's going to be awesome. Jerry says, who is Packy Packer? Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. If you go and watch the schedule release video, you'll see the guy with the helmet and the beard. That is a throwback to a short-lived Packers mascot called Packy Packer, who was on the sidelines along Lambeau Field in the early 80s. I want to say 82 or 83. I think they only utilized him for like a year, maybe two seasons. But he's a legend. Packy Packer, man. Bring him back. I will do it. I will play Packy Packer at the home games. Let's do it. I'm all in on this idea. expectations for Rice. Usually I like it a little overcooked. No, I kid. Rice. Brendan Rice, obviously, the wide receiver that they picked up off waivers, son of Jerry, who fumbled Rice. When my expectations that he's most likely a camp body, that they're taking a look under the hood, so to speak, at a guy that, you know, has some traditional kind of metrics that the Packers like as far as size goes at the position. Maybe they try to give him chances on special teams, but I'd be very, 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 very surprised if he makes it out of camp. That's just me. That's just guesswork here sitting on May 15th. But those are my expectations for Brendan Rice. Speaking of which, Mike, what's up? You think Brendan Rice will make the 53? No. It would be awesome to see his pops in the stands wearing a Packers jersey in Lambeau. Surreal. I don't think we have to worry about it. Let's put it that way. But hey, never, and I mean never, say never. But his dad did fumble. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. Cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers, along with Jeff Jones, who's getting one in here at the last second. Sorry, but international games don't excite me. Also, I don't understand how you expand the game without adding an entire overseas division. I suspect they've probably talked about that last part, but I don't think they're going to go there full-time ever. I do think that we're going to continue to see more and more games. I know we're up to 9 now. I think their stated goal, and I think this is where it's headed, and I think we will see this pretty soon, especially when they get to 18 games, is to have every team play one international game at least every single season. As far as they don't excite you, I do not doubt it, man. I understand most people, especially in America, don't love the idea of these international games. But I will say, man, having been to 2 of them now, both in London and in Brazil, the way it excites the fans in those places and even other spots where they travel because it's close enough, right? The only time they're probably ever going to get to see the Packers. I love it. I love it for that exact reason. Talking to people in Brazil, tears in their eyes. This is not a joke. Ask anyone who was there. Tears in their eyes talking about how they can't believe the Packers are here. Hell, I had one woman who said she couldn't believe I was there. Me. Like Schlub Nagler. Crying. Because Cheesehead TV was in attendance. Because the Green Bay Packers were about to play a regular season game in her country. In London, we had people from literally all over the globe at our meetup and saw so many people, met so many people on that walk up to Hotspur Stadium from all over the globe who were just so excited to be able to see the Green Bay Packers in person. Something you and I, and we kind of take it for granted. Now, do we get to all the time? No, of course not. You know, but we could. We can make time. I can make a trip. I can hop on a plane for a couple hours and go see the Packers pretty much anytime I want. You live in India? It's a little tougher. That's why I love it. That's why I love it. That's why it excites me. I get not everyone's the same. Not everyone's got that perspective. And I totally get it. I totally understand it. Lots of people hate it. And I totally, totally think that's valid. But I love it. That's where I live. All right, everybody, I got to get going. Cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night and a great weekend. I'll talk to you on Monday. Go Pack, go.